Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read you from Isaiah chapter 14. And in regard to Satan, how we can know now what we will see for sure someday in the future. I'll explain what I mean by reading Isaiah chapter 14, beginning at verse 12, where we read this. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Isaiah chapter 14 combines a prophecy against the literal king of Babylon, that is of Isaiah's day, with a prophecy against the power behind that king's throne, the dark being commonly known as Satan or the devil. God in Isaiah 14 allows us to know now what we will see then. He allows us to know the ultimate fate of the world system and of Satan, and God allows it to affect our thinking and actions now. You see, Isaiah identified the real king of Babylon by saying, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning." You could say that there are four falls of Satan, and this refers to his final fourth fall. First, Satan fell from glorified to profane. You can read about that in Ezekiel chapter 28. This is what Jesus spoke of in Luke chapter 10 when he said that he saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. This is the only one of the four falls of Satan that has already happened. Second, Satan will fall from having access to heaven to being restricted on earth. His access to heaven is described in passages like Job chapter 1 and in 1 Kings chapter 22. His restriction on the earth to come later is described in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Third, Satan will fall from his place on the earth to bondage in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. That's in Revelation chapter 20. And then finally, as mentioned right here in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12, Satan will fall from the bottomless pit to the lake of fire, which we commonly know as hell. That's described in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. Now, before he fell the first time, Satan was called the son of the morning. This is a title of glory, of beauty, and honor. Lucifer was characterized by the glory of the morning. Consider that Jesus himself is called the bright and morning star in Revelation chapter 22. Satan, though he is only a created being, had some of these glorious qualities. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 tells us that Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light, and by that he deceives many. But now in Isaiah 14, we see the contrast, because God tells Satan, "How you are cut down to the ground." God wants us to know now that Satan is destined for hell. Satan isn't the Lord of hell. He's going to go to hell as a victim, as the ultimate prisoner in the dungeon of darkness, and hell will be happy to receive him this way. That's spoken of earlier in Isaiah chapter 14. Satan's end will be disgusting and degrading. We often forget Satan's destiny, and we inflate his status and his importance. We can wrongly think of him as the opposite of God, as if God were light and Satan were darkness. No, Satan wishes he was the opposite of God, but he is a mere creature. So today, you can know now about Satan's destiny and judgment, about what everyone will know on the day to come, that he's the ultimate loser. And that should give us all the more confidence in our God, confidence that we can lay hold of today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.